You know, one of the things that I find interesting, fascinating, intriguing, is that when it comes to how people decide where they're going to come down on these decisions, Bill Cosby, it seems like people were pretty much decided, hey, there are quite a few allegations here. There may be some truth to this. And it seemed like across the political spectrum, you had some saying, I don't know. Because it almost seemed like overkill. You know, when you're talking about almost 50 women coming out of the woodworks against one man. I'm not saying that he was completely innocent, never did molest anyone. I'm not even suggesting that. I'm saying I can understand where people are coming from when they say, what, 50 different women? And we know that some of them admitted that they had lied. I mean, lied. We're not confused. Lied. So, as it turns out, it seemed like across the political spectrum, though, regardless of a person's party affiliation, you have people saying, I think Bill Cosby did it. You had some saying, well, I don't know. This is overkill. You had some saying, I don't think he did. You had others saying, well, you know what? Based on the number of allegations and some of this evidence, I think that he did it, but I think that someone is after him for a reason. And that this really doesn't have to do with so much the sexual assaults or misconduct as it does something else. And there were people who were saying, it looks like someone is out to get him. Well, one case has determined his fate. Andrea Constand, where he settled for a little over $3 million years ago. And he will spend 3 to 10 years in prison. What do you think about his situation with Roy Moore? Again, the gentleman who was running for, if you want to call him that, the man who was running for senator in the state of Alabama. A lot of women came out against him. Interestingly enough, that was along party lines, though. To a great extent, conservative females supported Roy Moore. Now, you would think that with women saying, he did this to me, unless they had a compelling reason to say the allegations were false, a compelling reason, you would think that women would be the first to say, okay, we need to look into this. This needs to be looked into. But for many people across the country, their social and political agendas outweigh everything else. And that includes when you have people saying that they follow this religion or they follow that religion. They filter everything through their political and social agendas. And they make their decisions based on their political and social agendas, and they find ways, they create ways, they develop ways to make scripture and biblical values fit their political and social agendas. Taking scriptures out of context, misquoting scriptures, you name it. Interestingly enough, even though it meant saying to other women, we're not going to be in support of you, we're not going to stand with you on this, because our political and social agendas are more important to us. We had people who just would not say, hey, you know what? Regardless of what I might think politically or socially, I have reason to believe that this man assaulted these women. You have women who will refuse to say, you know what, we have reason to believe that. And instead of standing with the other women, with the women who are accusing, even when they have, when they're bringing their story with tears, you have women say, no, 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 no. We are going to stand by our man. We're not married to him. He's not related to us by blood, but he's our man, and we're going to stand by him. Does that make it more difficult for people who do not profess to be followers of Christ to follow folks who do say that they're followers of Christ?